Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
The idea of, with Aspire, these rooms are to curate a room with a higher vibration or frequency, a higher awareness. I call it a neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And that's what these two guys represented to me, why I wanted to get involved, to have that type of neighborhood, guys who really want to help. And both of you are known for that. And usually I just give a quick speech on giving, try to fire everybody up in a different mindset of abundance, of the infinite nature of the universe and how there's more than enough of everything. But I decided tonight to mix it up. So I thought we could do a little chat about giving. And I thought of a few things that maybe I can extract from what I know about you and give a different explanation to what we all believe in. So I'm going to start with the idea of giving itself and how faith and abundance is relative to your confidence in giving, being given, receiving, but also asking. And I know you guys aren't afraid to ask, but you also give more than anyone I know. So I'm going to start with Eddie. Kind of give me your philosophy on how faith plays into the idea of abundance and more than enough.
I think that I've been on a journey to discover how my faith actually integrates with that over the past couple of years, because my faith was always this very like private thing. I grew up in a very faith-based household, and then my business was a very public thing. And so it wasn't until about 2 years ago that we really became public with our Big Impact Others organization and really began to start tying those fundamental truths that I was taught. Which it is better to give than to receive, right? It's these very fundamental principles that we don't necessarily integrate with our daily activity. And so, what I realize now is that it's not only more, the more that I give, I receive, and then I can give more. It's actually the more that I give, the more that the kind of universe and the world expands. And that is a fascinating concept because, you know, as I kept everything separated, as I began to integrate my world, my business, my faith with giving, now the giving component is about five times the size that it was. Because the more you give, the more opportunities come to you, the more resources flow through you, and the more your worldview expands.
I love that. The expansion of giving, because the universe expands. And if anyone studies physics, quantum physics, metaphysics, that's the idea of the infinite, of why giving, being given, receiving, and asking for more. And before I get your view on this, Dan, you know, I have a difficult time getting everyone to understand abundance in this expansion part. And so the best analogy that I can give is, in the philosophy of abundance and expansion, imagine this table right here. They served 100 steaks to the people sitting at this table. No one at that table would have any fear or any scarcity in asking for a second steak. They also wouldn't mind giving it to the rest of you, because they're very confident and certain and faithful that there's more than enough steak for this table. But everyone that I know that understands giving, even the most generous people that I know, I don't think they understand the faith that's required to actually give and receive and ask for more. And if you think of life the same way, whatever it is you want, money, relationship, whatever you want to help people, think about, I have 100 steaks at my table, but change and exchange the steaks for what you want and have that same certainty that, man, I can have a second. I can give it away to everyone. I can ask for more steak because there's more than enough right there. I promise you, in that expansive perspective, that's what the universe has. More than enough of everything for everyone. Your tables are filled with what you want, but you have to ask for it and give it away and keep asking for more and more and giving more than more. Dan, you are one of the most abundant people I know. By the way, Dan's birthday was September 1st. We've been friends since he was 19, and I've never been able to celebrate his birthday because my wife's birthday is August 31st. I mean, sorry, my anniversary is August 31st. My wife's birthday is September 2nd. So unless we share some kind of party, we're never going to be able to celebrate. I think next year we're going to try. But anyway, Dan, happy birthday.
So I look at the faith side of charity in a different fashion. I have the faith and belief in people are actually good, and I want to showcase to them how easy it is to do charity. Because charity feels so overwhelming and people are scared of it, or they think it's just about money and they get nervous and protective. Even zillionaires don't donate $1,000 or 10 grand or 2 grand, even though it wouldn't affect them at all, just because of the fear of the money part of it. So I showcase in real life how easy it is to actually do charity. If you look at all the charities I've done the last 14 years, I make backpacks for the homeless with 150 items inside. You can make backpacks for the homeless. You can fill up a Ziploc bag for the homeless. You can do the same thing without donating to me. We do $100 tipping dinners where we go to dinners like this. There's 60 people here. We take the $6,000. We give 3 grand to the waitress, 3 grand to the kitchen staff. You don't need to do anything to me. I just believe that if I showcase it to you how to do it, you'll replicate it. We've had over 4,500 people redo the dinners that we know about. It's probably tens of thousands because we showcased to the world what a $100 tipping dinner was back in 2020. Earlier this year, I came up with something called 2 years too long. If you have clothes in your closet for more than 2 years, it's too long. Just get rid of it. And it caused a lot of engagement. People are arguing about, no, I'm going to wear it next year. No, you're not. You're not going to wear it. You're just not. And by doing that, same thing, around 4,000 people tagged me of Ziploc bags, trash bags, multiple bags, giving away their clothes. But I don't need the pat on the back. Tens of thousands of people hopefully will do it, and they won't ever know who I am, just like they won't know on the tipping dinners. A few years from now, they'll have no idea who I am about tipping dinners. My goal is to show them how easy it is to do a tipping dinner, how easy it is to give backpacks to the homeless, how easy it is to give away your clothes. These are very simple things that don't really cost much money. $100, the clothes in your closet. Nothing I'm doing is rocket science. Just showcasing to the world how easy it is to take this effort. Our toy drives started off with 8 of us 10 years ago on the floor wrapping toys. Then 16 of us, then 25 of us, and then we threw the world's largest toy drive with 118,000 toys at SoFi Stadium. That didn't come from money. I never said, hey, donate to me or donate to the foundation. Vince is here, the founder of the charity. He's in the room somewhere, hiding in the corner. That charity was always about people replicating us. When Vince and I were crazy enough to go to 10 cities in 15 days last year, we were showcasing how you can do the charity. Does that make sense? Nothing about my charity is about, hey, donate to Dan, donate to Model Citizen Fund, donate to Trina's Kids. I want you to do it. And I have the faith and belief that people will do it if I showcase how easy it is to do it, whether it's toys for the children, Thanksgiving food drives, back to school supplies, clothes, homeless backpacks, etc. my goal in this world is to showcase how easy it is to do charity, and I want to showcase that to the world.
Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
Real quick, and then we'll get on with it. I want to change it around a bit. You both do so much for everybody else, and not to put you on the spot, I'm going to grant you one ask tonight of this neighborhood. What would you ask of this neighborhood? I'm going to give you both one ask. Whatever it is, I will do my best, and so will we, to answer that ask.
I think Dan should go first.
My ask is that you actually do the thing that you care about in the charity world. So if someone was impacted by cancer in your world, or breast cancer, or someone went through and got adopted, or someone didn't have toys as a kid, or someone has something to do with mental health, pick something that's actually in your world that you will care about and start actually taking the time to volunteer for that organization. If you can raise money for them, great. If you can get social media about them, great. But just pick something that you actually care about, because people will feel it. Your staff will feel it. Your friends will feel it. Your social media followers will feel it. Your family will feel it. Everyone in your ecosystem will feel it if you pick a charity that you care about. If you start doing that and you start getting involved in it every single year, it will literally change the way people look at you in your entire world. But more importantly, the butterfly effect is it will change the impact on that charity cause.
All right. You're granted.
All right. Thank you. I think that my ask is maybe a little bit ethereal. I think that in life, you either get one or the other. You either get influence, which is broad, like what Dan just talked about. He's influencing these people to do these massive toy drives. Or you get impact. And so like impact is more like individual. And I think that to some degree we're prone to it. And oftentimes we don't get both. Like for me, I actually like to go swing the hammer and build the orphanage. Like I go all the time because I like there's something about like one individual orphan watching their life change. And it touches me, right? Like I'd rather have the impact. And I don't necessarily think so much about the broad, you know, influence. And I think what my ask would be is for you to make a choice. Whether you're going to be a person who decides tonight, I'm going to go influence others to go rally behind big projects and rally behind and get behind them. Or if you're going to be a person of influence or impact and you're going to actually like go physically do it, take a backpack to the homeless, like actually go out and do the work. I think sometimes we get so caught up in the broadness of giving that we miss that there's kind of a calling in it. And for me, that calling is the physical. It's the interaction. And I think you got to choose a path. And my ask tonight would be that you actually make a choice and then you take an actionable step towards that.
I'd love for you to give a round of applause for Eddie and Danny. Incredible guys. We're blessed to have what you do. Thank you for including me in the Aspire Tour.